Hello, this is Joanne,
your resident BTS Army, and Mickey, you might hear him in the background because dogs are awesome, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So a song that has been heavily played in my rotation of heavily played BTS songs recently is the song Answer Love Myself, which is from their album of the same title, just, you know, different order, Love Myself Answer, one of their greatest albums, I think, personally, and it's a great starting point if you're looking for a place to get into BTS. Just saying. Anyways, we're going to focus on verse 2 of this song, which says, "Loving myself might be harder than loving someone else. Let's admit it, the standards you made are more strict for yourself. The thick tree rings in your life, it's part of you, it is you. Now let's forgive ourselves. Our lives are long. Trust yourself when in a maze. The winter passes, spring always comes." So there's a lot there. I love the tie back to two of their other songs, Love Maze and Spring Day. But that's not the point of this devotion. The part of this verse that really just resonates with me, especially recently, but in general, but especially recently, is the fact that it's sometimes easier to be loving and gentle with others than it is to be loving and gentle to yourself when dealing with similar issues. I found myself recently just being very wishful and kind of regretful, wishing I had done this instead of that, and wishing that I was doing this instead of this, and that I was in this place instead of here. No, whatever. Very wishful. And I've been quite critical with myself, actually, considering all of these things. And the other day, while listening to the song, I realized I would never be so harsh or so critical with anybody else who came to me confiding that they were having similar issues. And so I had to step back and, you know, ask God for forgiveness, ask God to kind of help me move past this self-criticism. And someone that he reminded me of was the Apostle Paul. And many of us will know that the Apostle Paul, before he became the Apostle Paul, was Saul the murderer. That's how I think of him. And he was a persecutor of the early Christian church. He famously, infamously, held the coat for people who were stoning a young man because he professed faith in Christ. And he met Christ while on his way to find more Christians to persecute. And a passage that I love from Paul is in 1 Timothy chapter 1, where he's talking to Timothy. And he's saying, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considers me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Whoa. So, just a reminder for me that, like, yeah, of course I have these struggles and I have these regrets, but I shouldn't keep that or let that keep me from just... Yes, exactly, Mickey. From going forward and doing what he's calling me to do, what I, the way I feel like he's leading me in this maze of life, and that I, in my struggle, I can allow God's patience and love and grace to showcase through me and show others that God is loving and he is willing to walk with us through anything if we are willing to let him. And that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Mickey and I hope that you will join us on the Nerd of God Squad Facebook group, which is the Nerd of God cast small group on Facebook. I make up those words, but that's okay. Words are hard. You can also find the Nerdle Podcast on other social medias, Twitter and TikTok, I'm not sure. We hope to see you there. And thank you so much for listening. And I just hope that you remember that there is someone in Los Angeles who understands you and loves you and is praying for you. Sarangi!